ever attentive to America's inescapable political history, this archaic commentator still responds to twinges that have shaped what we've become in spite of reality. The tawdry yet timid duality that has fused our presidential pride with the instinctive itch of make-a-buck ambition and still spells, sells, yet never seems to quell our energetic nationhood. Hoping to further John Muir's lifelong mission to save our national soul from total surrender to materialism, this commentator decided on yet another effort to put presidential pride ahead of the money and menus of our hardcore President's Day habit. The risk of being regarded as a banal elder and route to dementia via repetition is well worth the taking if it negates a single urge to honor our two historic chief executives with the purchase of a mattress, a monster dessert, or an automotive miracle. So here goes. We know that the law that made their elections possible also exposed them to the slings and arrows of the people's prerogative for profit or position. This elder World War II veteran is making one more plea to honor the latter by letting local merchants know you resent and intend to boycott any sponsor of a President's Day sale. The truth is, relinquishing a one-day sale in trade for a national soul adds up to a historically worthy bargain.